Chapter 52. Stigma upon them for the odd knavery of theirs. Thus, Martin learned in the 5 minutes straggling talk about the stove, that to carry pistols in 2 legislative assemblies, and swords in sticks, and other such peaceful toys, to seize opponents by the throat, as dogs or rats might do, to bluster, bully, and overbear by personal assailment, were glowing deeds. Not thrusts and stabs at freedom, striking far deeper into her house of life than any sultan's scimitar could reach, but rare incense on her altars, having a grateful scent in patriotic nostrils, and curling upward to the 7th heaven of fame. Once or twice, when there was a pause, Martin asked such questions as naturally occurred to him, being a stranger, about the national poets, the theater, literature, and the arts. But the information which these gentlemen were in a condition to give him on such topics did not extend beyond the effusions of such master spirits of the time as Colonel Diver, Mr. Jefferson Brick, and others, renowned, as it appeared, for excellence in the achievement of a peculiar style of broadside essay called a screamer. Apostrophe, we are a busy people, sir, apostrophe, said one of the captains, who was from the West, and have no time for reading mere notions. We don't mind them, if they come to us in newspapers along with almighty strong stuff of another sort, but darn your books. Apostrophe, here the general, who appeared to grow quite faint at the bare thought of reading anything which was neither mercantile nor political, and was not in a newspaper, inquired if any gentleman would drink some? Apostrophe, apostrophe, most of the company, considering this a very choice and seasonable idea, lounged out, one by one, to the bar room in the next block. Thence they probably went to their stores and counting houses. Thence to the bar room again, to talk once more of dollars, and enlarge their minds with the perusal and discussion of screamers, and thence each man, to snore in the bosom of his own family. Which would seem, apostrophe, said Martin, pursuing the current of his own thoughts, to be the principal recreation they enjoy in common. Apostrophe, with that, he fell a musing again on dollars, demagogues, and bar rooms. Debating within himself whether busy people of this class were really as busy as they claimed to be, or only had an inaptitude for social and domestic pleasure. It was a difficult question to solve, and the mere fact of its being strongly presented to his mind by all that he had seen and heard was not encouraging. He sat down at the deserted board, and becoming more and more despondent, as he thought of all the uncertainties and difficulties of his precarious situation, sighed heavily. Now, there had been at the dinner table a middle-aged man with a dark eye and a sunburnt face, who had attracted Martin's attention by having something very engaging and honest in the expression of his features, but of whom he could learn nothing from either of his neighbors, who seemed to consider him quite beneath their notice. He had taken no part in the conversation round the stove, nor had he gone forth with the rest, and now, when he heard Martin sigh for the 3rd or 4th time, he interposed with some casual remark, as if he desired, without obtruding himself upon a stranger's notice, to engage him in cheerful conversation if he could. His motive was so obvious, and yet so delicately expressed, that Martin felt really grateful to him, and showed him so in the manner of his reply. I will not ask you, apostrophe, said this gentleman with a smile, as he rose and moved towards him, how you like my country, for I can quite anticipate your feeling on that point. But, as I am an American, and consequently bound to begin with a question, I'll ask you how you like the colonel? Apostrophe, apostrophe, you are so very frank, apostrophe, returned Martin, that I have no hesitation in saying I don't like him at all. Though I must add, that I am beholden to him for his civility in bringing me here and arranging for my stay, on pretty reasonable terms. By the way, apostrophe, he added, remembering that the colonel had whispered him to that effect, before going out. Not much beholden, apostrophe, said the stranger dryly. The colonel occasionally boards packet ships, I have heard, to glean the latest information for his journal, and he occasionally brings strangers to board here, I believe, with a view to the little percentage which attaches to those good offices, and which the hostess deducts from his weekly bill. I don't offend you, I hope? Apostrophe he added, seeing that Martin reddened. My dear sir, apostrophe returned Martin, as they shook hands, how is that possible? To tell you the truth, I am apostrophe, yes? Apostrophe apostrophe said the gentleman, sitting down beside him. I am rather at a loss, since I must speak plainly, apostrophe said Martin, getting the better of his hesitation, to know how this colonel escapes being beaten. Apostrophe, well, he has been beaten once or twice, apostrophe remarked the gentleman quietly. He is one of a class of men, in whom our own Franklin, so long ago as 10 years before the close of the last century, foresaw our danger and disgrace. Perhaps you don't know that Franklin, in very severe terms, published his opinion that those who were slandered by such fellows as this colonel, having no sufficient remedy in the administration of this country's laws or in the decent and right-minded feeling of its people, were justified in retorting on such public nuisances by means of a stout cudgel. Apostrophe apostrophe, I was not aware of that, apostrophe said Martin, but I am very glad to know it, and I think it worthy of his memory. Especially here he hesitated again. Go on, apostrophe said the other, smiling as if he knew what stuck in Martin's throat. Especially, apostrophe pursued Martin, as I can already understand, that it may have required great courage, even in his time, to write freely on any question which was not a party one in this very free country. Apostrophe, some courage, no doubt, apostrophe returned his new friend. Do you think it would require any to do so now? Apostrophe apostrophe, indeed I think it would. And not a little, apostrophe said Martin. You are right. So very right, that I believe no satirist could breathe this air. If another Juvenal or Swift could rise up among us tomorrow, he would be hunted down. If you have any knowledge of our literature, and can give me the name of any man, American born and bred, who has anatomized our follies as a people, and not as this or that party, and who has escaped the foulest and most brutal slander, the most inveterate hatred and intolerant pursuit, it will be a strange name in my ears, believe me. In some cases I could name to you, where a native writer has ventured on the most harmless and good-humored illustrations of our vices or defects, it has been found necessary to announce that in a second edition the passage has been expunged, or altered, or explained away, or patched into praise. Apostrophe, and how has this been brought about? Apostrophe apostrophe asked Martin, in dismay. Think of what you have seen and heard today, beginning with the colonel, apostrophe said his friend, and ask yourself. How they came about, is another question. Heaven forbid that they should be samples of the intelligence and virtue of America, but they come uppermost, and in great numbers, and too often represent it. Will you walk? Apostrophe, there was a cordial candor in his manner, and an engaging confidence, that it would not be abused. A manly bearing on his own part, and a simple reliance on the manly faith of a stranger, which Martin had never seen before. He linked his arm readily in that of the American gentleman, and they walked out together. It was perhaps to men like this, his new companion, that a traveler of honored name, who trod those shores now nearly 40 years ago, and woke upon that soil, as many have done since, to blots and stains upon its high pretensions, which in the brightness of his distant dreams were lost to view, appealed in these words, "Oh, but for such, Columbia's days were done, rank without ripeness, quickened without sun, crude at the surface, rotten at the core, her fruits would fall before her spring were o'er." Apostrophe apostrophe. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.